Good morning. It is so wonderful to see so many of you here today, and how truly blessed we are to be able to gather together as God's people and to enjoy this period of singing. Thank you so much for the song service there, Brent, and the thoughts that we have been singing about, the praises to God that we have been able to engage in. It's such an encouragement, though, to see all of you, and especially if you're visiting with us, we are very encouraged by your presence as well, and we look forward to an opportunity of being able to visit with you after our services have concluded this morning. If you have your Bibles, I want to invite you to go ahead and open them to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 through 11, and we are going to, in particular, pay attention for a moment to verse 3 this morning. We're going to be talking about peace and security here, and how to have spiritual peace and security. And we're going to look at it from this particular passage of Scripture. So let's look at verses 1 through 11 and read together. Now concerning the times and seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. You know, here the Apostle Paul in writing to this congregation at Thessalonica, and he's going to address a variety of situations and questions that they had. These are young congregations of the Lord's people, and therefore they're going to have questions at times. There are going to be some misunderstandings about certain things and about events and what's going to happen and what's about to happen. And if you go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he's going to talk to them about the resurrection and about those that have already preceded them in death, and he's trying to help them have a better understanding of things. But when you get here to chapter 5, he says, now concerning the times and the season, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. In other words, you folks have got this one figured out. You understand this. Now, I want to give you some reminders about it, but I don't really have to write this about you. You know, there are some people today in our world who worry themselves to death about the different seasons and the different times. And they look at those and say, oh, this is a sign, right? Here's a sign that the world is about to end. We've had this happen over and over. We have recognized it when we had the year 2000, when that calendar flipped. Everybody was concerned about the shutdown that was going to take place in our nation, and things are going to crash, and oh no, this is going to be horrible. And we've had other issues where people have thought this is going to be the day. And here, Paul is writing to this congregation. He says, you don't have to worry about times and seasons. I don't need to write to you about these types of things, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Today I want you to think about this idea of how to have spiritual peace and security. And the first thing that I want you to highlight in this text is this. You yourselves are fully aware. Stay aware. That's what Paul says. You stay aware and you realize that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And we've got to be aware of that fact as well. These people weren't concerned. They didn't have to worry about what was going on in the world in this particular case as though this meant that this was going to mean the end of time. Oh, no, 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 no. We're aware that one of these days, all of this is going to end. This world is going to be destroyed. Peter writes about this. He says that all of this is going to be dissolved. All of these things are going to melt with fervent heat. All of the elements. He then continues to say, since you know that that's going to be the case, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and conduct? And so you come back here to Paul writing about this similar subject, about the day of the Lord and the end of time and how it's going to come as a thief in the night. We just don't know when it's going to happen. We have no knowledge of that. But as Christians, we just need to stay aware of the fact that it is going to happen and it's going to come at a time when we're not really expecting it. And in fact, that is the case for many of the people that are discussed here in this passage. There are going to be some people who are saying there is peace and security. Everything's just fine. Nothing's going to happen. Peter talks about people like this and says that they're scoffers who say, well, where is the promise of His coming? Because everything is continuing as it always has, so we don't really see that there's going to be this need to change or to concern ourselves with this. It's peace and security. And then, he said, these people who have this false sense of peace and security, who have not remained aware of this fact, that are saying there's peace and security, sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. He says, so stay aware of this fact. It's going to happen. There's not going to be this delegation that's sent forth to announce that we need to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus. We've already been forewarned. He's not going to send a group of people here, although there may be some individuals who like to think that that's the case, that there's going to be this delegation sent, and all of a sudden everybody's going to have so much time to get themselves straightened out. Oh yeah, Jesus is going to come. If they sent a delegation, you know what? Nobody would believe it anyways. He's already forewarned us. And so we've got to be aware of this fact right now. And then, as we read on further, he says, but you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. So when it happens, even though he's coming at a time where you may not expect it and you don't know when that's going to happen, it's not going to be a surprise to you if you're a Christian. It's not going to surprise us, for you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake. So what we say, how to have spiritual peace and security? Number one, stay aware. Number two, stay awake. Stay awake. That's what he says. You keep awake and you be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. I'm going to stay awake. Now, what does he mean by that? Obviously, he's using here figurative language. He's not suggesting that we keep a vigil for 24 hours all the time and that we just never go to sleep. Okay, that's not what he's talking about. What he's saying is, spiritually speaking, you don't forget about or sleep on the things that you know you need to do as a Christian. You stay vigilant. You stay active. You continue to walk in the light according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 as He is in the light. And then the blood of Jesus Christ will continue to cleanse you because you are in fellowship with Him. Continued fellowship. So you are going to stay aware and you are going to stay awake. And you're not going to fall asleep. You're not going to let these things slide. You know, it is very difficult for some of you to stay awake during my sermons. I understand. I'm just kidding. No, I know it's very difficult sometimes for me to stay awake while I'm driving at night. How about, y'all ever have that problem? Y'all, when I get to about 10:30 or something like that at night, and I've had a long day, if I'm having to drive a long distance, I can tell you it is absolute torture. I can get up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and I can drive for a long time as long as I've had some sleep. But if I've had a long day and I have been up all day, when I get to 10 or 10:30 and I'm sitting in that car, it doesn't matter if the radio's on and the air conditioning's blowing in me in my face, or if I've picked up a Dr. Pepper and some Spree at the local Zippy Mart to keep me awake and to suck on some candy or something, I'm still like this. It's awful, right? And I don't want that to be like this while I'm driving. You know why? Because most often if I'm driving, I've got some precious people with me. And as I'm driving down that road, let me tell you something else. There's some precious people I'm passing. Not just about me and my family, it's about other people as well. I want to stay awake for their safety. And sometimes I find it very difficult and very hard. So I have got to continue every day that I'm living not to sleep, to be vigilant about my Christianity, not let these things slide. You know, we talked this morning in our Bible class from James chapter 1 about being submissive to God and not just being hearers but doers of the Word. Continuing to put into practice those things that God wants us to do and how He wants us to live in our life. So I want to stay aware and I want to stay awake spiritually and not slumber on those things that God has called me to do. And then as we read on further, he says, "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." So here's the third thing I want to suggest. Let's stay alive for Christ. Stay alive for Christ. He tells us here that we need to put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Because you see, we're not like those who, in verse 3, claimed that there was peace and security. We are those people for whom this is a reality. Peace and security. If we're alive for Christ. If we're alive through Christ. You see, verse 9, "For God has not destined us for wrath." In other words, God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We know that. However, there are some people that have chosen not to be obedient to God, and they may think they have peace and security, and they may say, "Everything's just fine, I'm all right." The reality is there is no peace and security there, spiritually. They're lost. And in fact, they are destined for wrath. Because one of these days, when Jesus does come back, He returns. It says in Revelation, at that point, the wrath of God will be poured out without mix. In other words, it's not going to be diluted. Those that have chosen not to be alive in Christ and through Christ and for Christ, they're going to get the full force of the wrath of God. Y'all, that's scary. And what it encourages me to do is this: to strive my very best to be one of those that obtain salvation. But it also inspires me to also want to help other people obtain that salvation as well. I don't want the wrath of God to be poured out upon those folks. But you know what? There are some people right now who've not taken their spirituality seriously. They think that there is peace and security and everything is just fine. And nothing could be further from the truth. You see, the only way for us to have this peace and security in Christ is for us to be aware that there is a day that's coming and not be surprised by it, to be awake and it's spiritually speaking, so that we don't let those things slip that we know we need to be doing as Christians for God. We need to stay alive by putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We need to understand that if we're going to have this salvation, it's going to be obtained through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Him. So this morning, the question is, have you put Christ on? Are you in Him? See, the spiritual blessings that we have as Christians, they are found in Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The only way for you to obtain salvation is through Christ. Have you done that? Have you accepted what God has clearly given us as far as what we should do in order to obtain salvation? And are you going to act upon it? This morning, if you're not a Christian, peace and security does not exist for you, spiritually speaking. So we want to invite you and plead with you and encourage you today. If you need to be a Christian, you respond to the invitation this morning, repenting of your sins, confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, being baptized to wash away those sins so you can be in Christ and obtain salvation through Him and have all spiritual blessings in Him. And if you've not been living the way that you should live, and you want to make your calling and election sure, we invite you to come now while together we stand and sing.